This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Perlov, P-E-R-L-O-V, first name Sophia, S-O-F-I-A, date of birth February 9th, 1936, date of initial evaluation August 9th, 2022, date of follow-up evaluation August 18th, 2022, the chief complaint chest pain, the HPR. The patient is an 86-year-old female with history of chest pain, period. She is originally from Ukraine and presented with some records, period. She had noted chest pain over the last year, period. She stated that pain was worse with nervousness, but not with exertion or lying down, period. She did report symptoms of palpitations, period. The past medical history one, hypothyroidism. Two, goiter. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, thyroxine and non-dose. Aspirin, 325 milligrams one daily. Allergies, no drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, as noted, she is from Ukraine. There is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, period. The review of systems, constitutional. She reports some weight gain, skin. She has some itching eyes. She has history of cataract and now notes surgery for cataracts, period. She further has history of glaucoma, period. The cardiovascular, as per HBI, gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, or melena. Genitourinary, she has frequency and incontinence. Neurologic, she reports paresthesias. Endocrine, she has history of goiter with nodules. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 110/59, pulse 61, respiratory rate 20. In general, she is a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable, period. The data review, ECG dated August 9th, 2022, reveal sinus rhythm at 50 beats per minute, period. There is atrial premature complex, period. There is loss of R waves in AIDS-3 and AVF. Cannot rule out a prior inferior infarct, period. PR is noted to be prolonged at 20.4, period. QT interval is normal, 436, period. Echocardiogram. performed on August 9th, 2022 reveals normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 60-65%. Left atria is mildly dilated, period. There is trace aortic regurgitation, period. There is mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation with estimated PA pressure systolic of 35 millimeters of mercury, period. There is trace dash mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. The patient otherwise is reported to be doing well, period. The encounter from the emergency room at Alta Bates on February 2022 is reviewed. She had noted left leg pain from her knee down, period. She was ruled out for DVT at that time. She did have my left knee effusion, period. She was felt to have arthritis of the left knee, period. The overall impression this is a correction. This is an 86-year-old female with vague complaints of chest pain. Echocardiogram reveals no segmental wall motion abnormality. She has no exertional symptoms of chest pain. Chest pain, she notes, is worse with nervousness. She has bradycardia, period. Her bradycardia may be related to her hypothyroidism, period. The patient is currently felt to be stable and no further workup is planned at this time. If her symptoms become worsening, would proceed with a Zio patch and nuclear scintigraphy, period. However, no further work or plan at this time, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Sophia Perloff.